So you'll call Steve anytime you want to get us started.
Well, let's go ahead and get started.
Yeah, we've got a whole lot to talk about. Yes. So, Michael, you saw I sort of put up everything that you sent me and a little bit more.
I was going to edit a few things that Jerry made some comments. I forgot BFO and things like that. So I was going to make a few changes before the Thursday meeting.
Right. Of course, conspicuously missing is your panel. And I didn't want to put Chris Menzel there alone, so I left it sort of coming. Yes, coming.
Okay, so here's the status then. So I did not hear from Deb McGinnis or Chris Welty or Jennifer Williams or Dean Alamein. Robert Stevens said he won't be able to attend, but he sent me some text. So I'll post that. Barry said he would be able to attend, but only for the first half hour. And Pierre Grignot said that he would be able to attend.
Okay, I can try to call Jen.
Okay.
Or at least send her. I mean, I will try to call her, but at least send her an email.
Yeah, no, I sent her an email, but, you know, sure.
Yeah, but
call
maybe, you know, I might know her a little bit better. So maybe she's more responsive to me.
Okay, so... So is Barry on your panel?
Sorry?
Is Barry on your panel?
Yes.
Okay. It'd
be Barry, Chris Menzel, Pierre Grignot.
Pierre Grignot.
Now then, Robert Stevens sent in some text, but he won't be able to attend in person.
Did you?
Hi, folks. This is Leo.
Oh, hi, Leo. Did you invite Aldo and Jamie?
Oh, no, I did.
Well, he signed himself up on today's agenda. Did you see?
Yeah, but I didn't see. So he said regret for space.
Yeah, and then further down. Okay. First item. Oh, bless you. Said Leo.
Everything I do with Aldo is just regret.
What?
Oh, okay.
All, for, under 266F.
Are you driving?
No, I wasn't going to.
Hello, goodbye.
You don't see Aldo under.
Oh yeah. He sent himself up as a panelist.
Right. That's what I mean. So.
Okay. Sure. I'll send an email to confirm that then.
Right. And set up your expectations.
We wanted to be a final panelist. Or is there somebody who just volunteered himself without being asked?
He kind of volunteered himself because I forgot to email him. I mean, this kind of meeting is a little bit different because for the most part, the panelists are just kind of getting our little... They're kind of just tripping the discussion. The focus is not so much the panel as overall discussion. And so the panelists don't play a major role because often panelists presentations take up those meetings. This time we're thinking that they'd each get 5 minutes to make their comments, and then that would trigger discussion for the rest of the meeting.
I completely understand. I just wanted to know whether he signed or not.
Fabian, could you speak up a little bit?
I just was curious whether he signed himself up as a panelist without anybody asking him or not.
It looks like he did, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting way of getting on the panel. I might do that. Maybe I can get a fantasy that way.
Only in Chicago.
But I suggested a couple of names to Michael and Leo. One is Michael Ushold, who says he's going to be at the session. So if you want to ping him, oh, bless you. Is that Leo?
Yeah, that's fun.
That would be good for Mike.
you better take care of yourself, Bill. So Michael Ushold is going to be there, so you might consider him. And then I actually, despite what Fabian said last week, I still think we should. We should consider inviting Mark Musen. Maybe not so much as sort of, since we are not asking them to describe their own training program, but rather we are asking them to comment on the strawman proposal. So it's one perspective. I think the Stanford perspective is always important in the field.
Okay,
should I add Michael Ushold and Mark as candidates, at least to the notes?
Yeah, I'm just sending the email to them now.
Okay.
Yes, I would agree. Folks, I'm a loser here. I'm driving, unfortunately.
Okay, you said focus on driving. Okay, bye. All right, so looks like we will have a good number on the panel. Barry Smith, Chris Menzel, Pierre Grenon, Aldo Gangemi, possibly Jennifer Williams, Michael Ushold, and Mark Musen. And do we still want to ping Dean Alamang? Maybe Steve can talk to Ralph Hodgson about it, possibly. Do you want that, Michael?
Yeah, no, definitely have him on the committee on the panel there. Steve, would you mind getting
hold? I should talk to Ralph because we work for him. Okay, all right, I'll take that action.
Okay,
I'm looking for after tomorrow, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, all they have to do is, you know, like they don't have to prepare slides. All they have to do is read the straw man proposal and prepare some comments.
All right. Why don't I just ask Dean rather than asking Ralph to ask Dean?
Sure.
Yeah, but I thought Michael already did ask Dean and he hasn't replied.
Yeah, which email address are you using for Dean?
Let me look up the iPad. I'm not sure I even have it. Excuse me.
Okay. If you have a rapport with Dean, then Steve, I mean, by all means, ask Dean.
No, I don't actually. But I have DallemanG at topbox.com.
Oh, maybe that's why. Is it D dog or D?
Yeah.
Does it have a dot in it or not?
A-L-L-E. No dot.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, and then I noticed your Alamang is spelled with one less L. I believe there are two L's.
Two L's, correct.
Okay. I'll recap.
And I also have another one. There's a CC you could put. I guess he runs a... Something on the side is Dino, D-I-N-O, a dinosaur, at happydino.com. Probably a side business or something, I don't know what.
I'm resending now.
You want me to
try
it or what?
No, I'm resending it now.
Okay, you're just going to resend?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just let you do that then, okay.
Okay. All right, I'll take that off the notes. So the rest seems okay, I assume. You are happy with
yes.
The development so far?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Back to Steve.
One warning, though. As much as we don't like letting the genie out of the bottle maybe Pandora's box here, of what is an ontology, as much as we want to avoid it, this will come up. And it may, in fact, be part of the Dominate this session on Thursday. So just warning everyone. maybe we can
effectively
intervene in the sense of intervening with new questions whenever somebody brings up that question.
Well, for example, I included WordNet in the kind of range of existing ontologies, and Barry was very strenuously against that. Including the upper ontology from ISO 1596, he was also very strenuously against that. I mean, I can see some of his points, sort of, but I do cover WordNet in my ontology course. I mean, it's not a formal ontology, but I still kind of it's still an ontology related topic, so. I'm just going to say that it will be something that's going to come up, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, talking about 15926, Matthew West is actually going to be at the session, just for your information. I mean, you probably noticed.
Is there a possibility of just reducing the amount of or potential for controversy about that issue by just keeping in the right places, ontology for ontology and ontology-related artifacts?
Yeah, perhaps.
Some broader thing which, book taxonomies or, whatever you can use that, so that people don't get obsessed with the question of what the word name is in ontology.
Yeah, that's a specific example, but I'm sure it's the other things are going to come up where you can kind of say, who was it that said? I think it was Robert Stevens kind of said, "Oh, there's a very strong computer science slant, to the notes," which I suppose is true. I'm a computer scientist by training, so there will be some of those issues that come up. But we'll just see how it goes.
Okay. Can I ask Fabian another favor? Yes, when you call Jennifer Williams, could you also ask her for her bio sketch, since we only have 2 days left and we don't have the profile of her on the wiki already? So rather than going back and forth, while you ask her for that as well, if she agrees to join us.
Yep.
Please. Okay.
Okay, just on the agenda is Arturo Anthony's survey. I know we just sent out an email with the next iteration on that, with the request to get feedback in by Friday, right?
Right.
So, I don't know, Arturo and Anthony aren't on the on the call today. I'm not sure, what do you want to say about that now?
I guess we should encourage the entire community to review and give and provide feedback. One thing though, they are ready to roll. And one of the things that was discussed was possibility of launching his survey on the Thursday session. Maybe provide him with a couple of minutes to just announce it. But then that was last week. But then from his post, looks like he is requesting feedback by the end of this week, which means he doesn't plan to roll it out on Thursday anymore, unless we suggest that he does it.
I think launching it earlier is better, but we could give him a few minutes on a Thursday session to talk about it, even if it's already launched.
No, it will not have been launched. If he's still asking for feedback by Friday, that means he would not have launched it by Thursday.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't think there's any requirement to synchronize a launch with Thursday session.
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea to allow him to have a minute on or after the launch to bring it to people's attention.
So Michael, could you carve out like a couple of minutes, maybe towards the conclusion part, for either Arturo?
That's too early because you're not going to launch until after Thursday.
Right. But he's going to launch imminently, maybe on Saturday or something.
Well, maybe what I'll do is just after presenting the straw man proposal,
just to remind people that in on Thursday's meeting, we're just kind of getting this brainstorming session on the content. But following, say, on Saturday or whenever the survey will be sent out, people will be able to get more detailed feedback in terms of what they are currently teaching in their courses.
Ah, sounds great. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so I'll recommend that, like, the reference and the strong end.
So I said Michael will mention this survey during the January 14th session.
Yeah.
Good, great.
Right. And encourage people to provide Arturo and Anthony any final feedback on the,
He didn't ask people for feedback except for the organizing committee.
Right. Okay. We're putting together more and less people we want to survey.
Right.
Do you want to talk about that at all?
Yes, definitely. One thing, though, is since Amanda, Fabian, Elizabeth, and myself are working offline on maybe getting an integrated other survey, I mean, besides Anthony and Arturo's, then maybe we could talk offline on that. But as I responded to Arturo earlier, I also suggested that he should have a list that is beyond the Ontolog list or beyond the Ontolog Summit list, because a lot of the people we probably would be surveying is not on the Ontolog list. I don't know whether the other organizing committee members have suggestions.
Or other mailing list to send it to?
I beg your pardon? Yeah, on the mailing list.
Suggestions for other mailing list to send it to? Is that what you're asking?
Suggestions on how to handle this. I know IAOA has a fairly comprehensive list of mailing lists. Michael, you probably remember Paul Butler.
That was the list that was used for advertising.
Right, right. Yeah, but we may or may not want to go that far.
Yeah, I think that might be a bit too broad.
Right. That's why.
Yeah, I guess you could use the Association General mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
As well. I mean, that might be more appropriate.
Yeah, okay. So let's maybe the general mailing list, which is good. Yeah, because this time, even for this Thursday session, I used the IOA general list, and we did get at least one extra response of somebody who's on that list who's not on the Ontolog list.
Especially for the present stuff, what we want to try and get is look for concerned educators, basically, right?
Yeah, and IOA probably has more of those than the Ontolog list.
Mm-hmm. Right. The only other possibility I'm thinking of is we just want, with permission, was some NSF list that Frank might be able to offer of applicants, you know, grant applications. As you know, for those people who have been applying for various grants, and that would be a pretty good coverage probably of this country's academics involved in oncology that have at least applied for NSF grants.
I
have gotten those in the past.
that list?
Yes, obviously. It would go to a program manager.
Could you make that you an action to ask Frank?
All right. Ready to move on?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Rosters of the organizing committee, the advising committee, and the co-sponsors. Peter has a comment on the agenda to look at that. You want to talk about that, Peter?
Right. I mean, we have several people that almost never showed up at this call. And if we go back onto a couple of years ago, it was sort of a Barry Smith decree that let's segregate an organizing committee, which are people who really does the work, and an advisory committee, who are people who we think whose names would make us look good, and so we did. I guess the implication from that mandate is that we only leave people who are really working on organizing the summit to be on the organizing committee. So I want to suggest that maybe some of the people should best stay on the advisory committee without being on the organizing committee, especially if they are not sort of key representative from the core organizers. So, I mean, I assume, let's say, for political reasons, I mean, we probably want Simon Frechette on the list because he represents the NIST interest in organizing this. But someone like Eldo, who volunteered himself but never showed up for any organizing committee meeting, I think maybe it would serve and it would be fairer to the organizing committee members that he just stay on the advisory committee. I don't just that's one thought.
I have to send email to those people and ask for their concurrence that we perhaps migrate them over to the advisory committee status?
Which they already are, because by default, all members of the organizing committee are advisory committee members.
Well, it's a nice euphemism to say it that way. The process is to say we're going to remove you from the organizing committee. So we don't burn any bridges, I'm suggesting. What I'm recommending is you send an email out to those, whatever, handful of people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because we're trying to keep the organizing committee populated only with people who are actively involved in organizing the conference, we are, with your concurrence, we are going to migrate your participation to advisory committee only, or something like that.
Or, with unless they object.
Give them a chance to...
To object.
If they object, and if they object, you say, okay, but you have to participate.
Right. Okay, good. So,
could I take that one on, Peter?
No, I was suggesting that either you or Barry takes that on.
Maybe we'll let Barry do that one. He's the one who's thought most strongly about it, and I don't want him to feel like he's not... involved if he's co-chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll let you talk to.
Down for that one.
I'll let you talk to Barry about it.
Put it in the minutes.
What?
Put it in the minutes.
Yeah, I said Steve suggests Barry writes and.
put Barry's name against it, and I'll give him a call or send him an email. Whatever, however you want to word it.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
And explain the situation.
So.
Yeah.
Explain the what?
The situation. Barry writes to these people and explain the situation. That we want to keep only active.
Well,
yeah.
Have you looked at the people you think are in that category?
We can go down the list.
Let's do that, because otherwise we might come to different conclusions.
Right. Yeah, if I let me just go down there. We've got Steve Ray, Fabian, Peter, Michael, Leo, Barry, Mark, Nicola, Arturo, Elizabeth, Ralph, Mark Carlisle, Simon Frechette, Mary Brady, Arturo Sanchez, Anthony Galton, Amanda Weistom, and Aldo Benjamin. So the one person specifically I'm thinking of is Aldo, and then to a certain extent Ralph and Mark Carlisle.
The trouble is, if Mark, I think, might not be a good idea to remove simply because he will be very active in organizing face-to-face.
Right.
He's our key person for our on-the-ground logistics for the March meeting. Mm-hmm. So I suggest we keep him on.
Did you meet Mark before, right?
Yes, oh, many times. Yeah, he's a very nice person, but...
No, it's not... his function, maybe this should be... I'm not sure whether it was clear to you. His function in our division seems to be mainly organizational, not so much research. So, that's why I'm not surprised that he doesn't participate in the phone calls when we talk about the content or, about research-related stuff, because that's really not his area of expertise.
Okay, so if we, yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I would even agree if we said we agree to do nothing. I mean, don't get me wrong, but I thought, for example, like Amanda and Ralph. I mean, Amanda is doing all the work. It's obvious, and I don't even know if Ralph is responding to Amanda at all.
No, I'm kind of thinking if really one of the concerns that sort of jumps out at me here is when you're expressing a concern about Aldo. Other than that, I'm not so sure this isn't such a bad list, actually. Most everyone else on the list is involved to one extent or another. I mean, Ralph, you're right, but he was a co-champion of a track. So it's a little hard to take him off the organizing committee.
Well, that's exactly the problem. I mean, he by role, he's the co-champion of the track, and I don't see him co-championing the track.
Well, but if you remove him, then he definitely won't co-champion the track. Well, I mean, Are you hearing pushback from people feeling there's resentment on the part of anyone on the organizing committee about anyone else?
Not particularly. I'm just saying what I feel is fair.
I understand. On the other hand, I'm wondering whether it took a lot of effort and potential ruffled feathers. That's really not a showstopper of having one or two people who may not be pulling their weight.
Yeah, that's why I say, I mean, I don't mind. I mean, if you think that we should do nothing, I mean, I don't mind, but I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
As a sort of dysfunctionality of this group. I mean, I feel sort of compelled to bring that up. So I'll put down on the notes, Peter to contact Aldo, Steve to talk to Rock.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Okay.
Next thing, let's see. Let's sort of step back and look at status update on the whole discourse.
No, one more. Co-sponsor. One last bullet. Co-sponsors.
I see it. I have sent an email recently just saying, did you get a chance to look at it and draft up a new sponsorship solicitation letter, because she had volunteered to do that last week. But I guess she's busy anyway. She was not able to come to today's call. I haven't heard back from her. And then Bill and I were going to then talk about sending that out. But we need to postpone that, probably.
All right. Okay.
Until Amanda comes back with the draft. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Last topic then is to just update on how the online discussion is going. I can follow this reference here and see what you're pointing us to. Any concerns or happy things to report on that?
A little concern is there's not a lot of online discussion going on.
I think after this Thursday, when now that we have the straw man and once we have the survey up, I think there'll be a lot more.
Yep. Okay. So at least not to the extent to be worried about.
Friday, fewer people during Thursday's meeting and future meetings. So let's put that down. Please send that in to the online discussion. The current people to put it there rather than thinking their sole input can be during a teleconference.
Okay. Sounds good.
Bobby, any thoughts on your end?
Sorry? I didn't understand that specifically.
Any thoughts of discussions and the things you're working on with Barry?
I have to admit, the three of us didn't have
a couple of provoking statements. I imagine that were generally in discussion.
The question seems that for us, it was more than that. We will probably need. I'm not sure who's on right now. I have an idea on that, but it seems to me that if you want to sketch out, let's say, a course that can be accredited by some accrediting agency, we first have a problem that we have no choice but have to make it country specific. That probably would mean U.S. since we have located in the U.S. and then go through the regulations of the specific accreditation agency and see what requirements they have. Otherwise I wouldn't know. The obvious drawback of this approach is too specific to be of interest for many people. But otherwise, if you just keep it, in some happy abstract middle, then it won't be concrete enough to really go forward with it afterwards. So do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, there's this one, Peter here. There's one point I had always wanted to bring up but never had a chance to. Actually, in Arturo and Anthony's case, they've always been extremely careful to sort of delimit their activity. And Arturo always say that, this is for the U.S., and Anthony always say that it's for the U.K. But presumably as champions, I would have hoped that they actually do organize country efforts. Maybe, I mean, they are co-champions or sub-champions under their umbrella that would be addressing Brazil or Germany or at least some of the big major countries that are making good advances in the domain. Otherwise, the summit will look fairly awkward in that it does not have good representation. And I don't know whether relying on the sending out the mailing list and for people to volunteering information is adequate, or whether the champions should be proactive about sort of guaranteeing that we do have responses from each of the major countries.
Ideally, the result would be something which, you know, isn't, it's something which really could be used as a basis for some course that can be accredited at a university. But writing such a thing is a huge work. I mean, I've done it for philosophy and not only partially, and it's, you know, just going through all the requirements that you have to meet in order to get this started is a huge work. Doing that for more countries is, I don't think that people have the volunteer buy-in to really deliver that. It's just a lot of work. So the question is, can we find some more abstract level which makes sense? I just remember reading through these, actually I didn't read through them, but other people read through them, luckily it wasn't my responsibility at that time, but it was just huge amounts of regulations, and in Germany at least there's a state and federal level involved, I would guess that's here too, and you know, then you have the requirements from the agencies that you have to do the accreditation, so they all produce a lot of paper. With all kinds of weird rules, which not necessarily are consistent, at least not obviously so. So it's not that something you can just, you know, spin out on the afternoon.
How about having a suggestion? This is Steve. If you think of the ultimate output at the end of this whole month, this course, is a set of guideline principles or, you know, frameworks under which quality metrics should be constructed. You know, and certainly those are the kinds of things that I know Barry has spoken about in the past. But, you know, just basic sort of values and principles that people should be abiding by when they're thinking about.
I'm sure Barry would love to do that, but that would kind of sound irrelevant, because, I mean, that's exactly what I kind of that talking about the metrics of evaluating ontologies is kind of the one of the past discussions for a lot of people, which, I mean, would generate a lot of heat. And probably buy-in by people on the mailing list, but I'm afraid we wouldn't end up with something that which is close to a content. I mean, we had about 2 years ago this conference on evaluating ontologies. I read from that meeting that there should be no agreement on it. I think it's very unlikely that we try to do that, but we can't out something that is really useful.
Well, it's better to have controversy from which you can then try and extract common areas of agreement than to have silence, don't you think?
Well, but I thought the goal was to have something which can really be
use the blueprint to start getting, you know, courses. So that we're facing a pressing practical need, not an academic need. Namely, we're facing the problem that there are not enough ontologists, and also, in my opinion, that some people explain them, and they know, unfortunately, don't know anything about ontology, and there is no evaluating them. So that's
right.
The practical need that we want to address, and having them as an academic result, which is, you know, you can could evaluate ontologies this way and could all ontologies evaluate that way, it's not going to address that need.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking more about the need for possibilities of licensing, for example, things like that, right?
Right. I think probably that would, one way of solving it would be to say, okay, we're trying to do it for Buffalo State University because they want to have these courses, and probably that's something we could do. But then, and other people might afterwards have a look at it and see whether they can at least use it in some way for other areas. But I'm afraid that would be very specific, tailored to a very specific university, and that's not. I would like to have something which is more used to other people instead of doing
right.
that this way. But I don't find a natural. You know, I have no idea of where would be a good level of abstraction. How we could do that instead of going full, spelling it out to a specific university. How do we do that else? And I would like to have ideas from you.
Well, my predisposition, if I were facing that, would be start specific because you can then try and generalize from that, but at least you have something to generalize from, rather than have writer's block and try and get stuck with nothing because you're working at too high a level. I don't know, I find it not only easier, but almost unavoidable that people tend to try and generalize things they're looking at sitting right in front of them anyway. So, in a sense, if you have something concrete and you say, well, that's fine, but it's only for this area, and a more general way would be such and such, you know, then you're on the way. So, I guess my encouragement would be avoid having a blank sheet of paper and start with whatever you have and then try and get to where you want to be from that. I'm not saying this is a general principle or anything, but in the sense that you have thoughts and Barry has thoughts about both processes you can put in place to help with quality, such as licensing or certification, and you have thoughts about actual metrics that could be used in specific cases, and go ahead and put those down and then try and become more careful from that. If you do that, you'll probably get feedback and discussion along the way, in which case, that's what you want.
Yeah, thank you. That's probably the best way to approach it.
Think aloud, I'd say, and see what people think.
Mike, do you have a program at your university are you teaching, I know that you're giving ontology courses, but is it part of general computer science or is it more specific?
Because I'm in the mechanical industrial engineering department.
Oh,
I mean, it has a computer science slant to it, of course. I mean, I teach a fourth-year course and an advanced graduate course in ontology. there's no specific program, although there was a discussion. At our university, there's a Master's of Engineering, which is more kind of applied as opposed to, you know, research. And there was some discussion about having ontological engineering as being a program, so you get a certificate in ontological engineering. So that would involve other courses besides just the pure ontology courses. It would involve the other computer science courses, for example. But there's no formal program at this stage.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your input. I will talk to him.
Okay. Okay. Well, in the absence of any other specific comments on the ongoing discussion, we're at the end of the agenda, other than any other business. I can't think of any other business. Can anyone else think of any other business?
No. Well, like I said, I think the online discussion should ramp up after Thursday, because there will be something for people to attack and contribute to.
Right. So we have this Thursday, and then we have a gap, and then we have, is there something happening on the 28th, Peter?
No. Not at this point.
Okay.
And then we have February 4th. Which
right,
would be
for requirements.
Requirements panel, which I hope Amanda and Ralph is working on.
Right.
Which I doubt.
Well, we'll see.
Yes.
Okay. Well, in that case, I think let's wrap it up then.
Just a quick one. So, are we expecting Steve and Fabian on at the Thursday session?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
All right, great.
I'm going to be there.
Yep. I'll sign you guys up.
Okay.
Great. Right on
all
time.
Right, well, very good.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.